Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're not under the hood. We're Biz Talk this morning. We had a great laugh about that one morning.
Yeah.
But my name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. And Bob, congratulations. That's two for two today, so good luck.
We can forgive Bob. He's been very good to us. And it does draw attention to the program. But we want to welcome you to our program this morning. We have a great show for you. Our guest this morning is Steve Cools. Steve is a credit analyst, vice president, lending at Business Lending Group. We're going to hear this morning some very good statistical information about our economy, as Steve puts it, the economy in our backyard, and how that is really important if anyone's looking to start a new business. So we'll be talking to Steve in just a few minutes, but first we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have 40 volunteers who provide guidance and advice and consulting free of charge to business owners and those who are looking to start businesses. And our volunteers have expertise in the areas, life expertise in areas of marketing, IT, HR, banking, cash flow, accounting. We have some legal resources available. So if you're looking to start a business or you own a business and you have some questions about how can you move forward and do it right at the least amount of expense and smartly, contact SCORE at the SCORE website is foxcities.score.org.
Okay.
Foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the chamber at 734-7101.
Tony, I think there's something in the air today because everybody's just about a half a beat off.
But in addition to the SCORE volunteer work, we also put on seminars and educational events. And Randy, tell us some of the couple things that are coming up.
Right. As you said, we do a lot of special education programs, again, because of the skilled people that we have in SCORE. And so, first of all, we are going to be restarting our Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a five program course. It starts in February on February the 12th. That is the first session. It's called Startup Basics. It's $25 and it's going to be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning for registration. It runs right straight through until about 12:30. During that period, we'll be talking about what it takes to get started in a business. Also, the different types of businesses, structures, LLCs, what's a DBA, all of these things that are mysterious things for people, and why you need to know what they really mean. We're going to have Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law do some of the background on that for us.
That session is good because it helps those who are looking to get into business figure out, should I do it now?
Right.
What do I need to consider? What do I need to think about?
Right. Our overall plan for the entire five sections is to get you to a point where you can make a go or no-go decision if you're thinking about starting a business.
Right.
And if you're already in business, it'll help you to polish up your skills,
Absolutely.
Know what you need to know and know what you don't know. So anyway, that's first session is going to be on February 12th. The second session is February the 19th. That's going to be on business concepts, what's involved in starting a business again, what they're all about. That will be at a 6 p.m. Program, which is going to be held at the chamber office, and all the rest of the sessions are there at the chamber office at night. So we're going to have it on the 19th.
Those are Wednesday evenings?
Wednesday evenings. In all cases, we recommend, by the way, if you're looking to park for these programs, park in the city ramps. It's a lot more convenient than trying to find other parking around town. Okay, the third program is on marketing. That's going to be on the 26th. We'll include in that how to use social media as well as old-time 4P type of marketing. The other area we'll be talking about then on the fourth session, which is March 5th, that session is going to be on financial projections. That is probably one of the most important sessions to attend. We have a CD that we give you that includes templates for all of the different financial documents, reports,
balance sheets, profit and loss, statement of cash flows, projections.
I can see Steve's eyes are lighting up when we start talking about these because he loves to have those done right. And we provide you with blanks which have all of the formulas in them so that it all puts together, can be put together very quickly and makes sense to you as to whether or not financially you've got a viable opportunity.
Mary Lou Vandehei, our chair, is a retired accountant from Kimberly-Clark, leads that discussion, and she goes through a case study. So it's very step-by-step, pretty easy to follow, and then you can take those templates home, as you mentioned, Randy, and put your own numbers in those templates and see how your business looks.
Right. And then, of course, the last session will be on March the 12th, and that session is going to be on funding sources. And again, I see Steve getting excited about that idea. So we'll be talking again about where to get the money, not only the traditional sources of regular lending and so on, but also some of the more unusual or innovative and creative ideas that you can use to get those funds. So as I said, it starts the 12th of February, four sessions after that on the 19th, 26th, 5th of March, and 12th of March. Each session is $25. We've set it up on the score site that you can go out there now, register either for any one of the programs
or any of them,
or all of them at one time. So go on out. We recommend definitely you register for the first one, and then if you decide to go on beyond that, you can register for the next four. And every one is $25 each, so please plan on that. So that's coming up. The other program we have, for those of you down on the south end of our listening area, down in Fond du Lac, Tony is going to be doing a cash flow management strategy and managing your banking relations seminar. This is going to be about 2 hours. It's going to be at the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac in Dodge County, down in Fond du Lac. And it will be covering the ideas of cash flow, how you manage those ideas, and then also how that relates to working with your banker and making sure that you're on target with him and that they know what you're doing and you know what they're doing.
Communicate, communicate, communicate.
Right. The program is going to be on February the 26th. It'll be registration at 12:30. Presentation will be from 1 until 3. And as I said, that's going to be held at the Home Builders Association, Fox Valley and Dodge County, which is on Rolling Meadow Drive down in Fond du Lac. Again, go out to the SCORE website. That's foxcities.score.org, and you can register for this program. This is going to be $25 for that program as well, but well worth it because, again, you're going to learn a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about today as far as how things are moving in the markets and so on, and also what you and your lender need to know. So
a lot of good stuff, and our show this morning is going to be talking to Steve Cools. We'll be talking about how do you prepare to talk to your lender and what resources, what information do you need to bring in to persuade the lender to grant you that loan and keep that relationship healthy. So this Simple Steps program goes a long way helping the business owner to accomplish that.
Right. And one other quick thing. If you're interested in volunteering for SCORE, we are always looking for people who have business background, that you've been in business and understand how to help people and that that's your goal. So please, if you are interested in volunteering, again, go out to the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org, or else go out to our biztalkwithscore.com website, and there is a link there that says Become a SCORE Volunteer. We'd ask you please consider it, because we're always looking for new help, new people in the organization.
And biztalkwithscore.com is the website for this show, BizTalk. And when you go to visit that website, you can see the previously recorded programs out there. They're archived probably over 2 years now.
Yeah.
You go back and listen to any show you'd like to listen to get those ideas back from that guest that weekend.
Right.
So with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. Before we get to Steve Cools, I would just like to say a special thank you and acknowledge the generosity of our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, the Business Law Boutique, also Tess House, an IT place where you can have get assistance for marketing your company on the web and building websites. Want to thank the eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping to build the actually building the website for BizTalkWithScore.com and helping us to maintain that every month and keep the activities going. So we encourage you to visit our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and there you can learn all about our program, listen to previously recorded shows, and you can link to the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org, right from there. And also a thank you to the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or going to go into business, I'd highly recommend you subscribe to that magazine or that little newspaper. $20 a year, comes out every other week, and it contains really helpful, informative information to help your business succeed in East Central Wisconsin. So with that, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, and good morning to Steve Cools. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show again. You've been here before, and we're going to be talking about some things going on in the economy in our backyard. But first of all, tell us about Business Lending Group, and what do you do there?
Well, I work at Business Lending Group. We're owned by three credit unions, Fox Communities Credit Union, Citizens First Credit Union, and Prospera Credit Union. And what we do is we provide commercial lending services, underwriting, origination, for all three of those credit unions. We basically are their in-house commercial lending department, division.
So you'd be like their back room. The customer may not really see you very often, or they see you?
Well, they rarely, if ever, see me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But for our loan officers, they should see them all the time.
Front row, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, we try and be as seamless interaction as possible between your vision of us and your vision of the credit union.
Got it.
The communication interaction between us and the credit unions and the members should be, kind of one big happy family. And I think that's working really well.
Steve, okay. What is your role at Business Lending Group?
I head up the underwriting department. So okay. I'm the, like I said, guy in the back room that's reading all the papers and documents.
The credit quality, credit analysis, is that pretty much under your area?
My job is to evaluate individual credit opportunities and then also assess and look at the portfolio risk, concentration levels, and then market dynamics. And,
where can folks reach you at BLG? How can they contact BLG, or should they go through a credit union?
And as I said earlier, I think we're so seamless between the interaction between us and the credit union. It's really what works best for the member.
Okay.
If they've got a strong relationship with someone at the credit union, go to them first, and then they'll make an introduction to one of our loan officers, or they can call 882-8400 and get Business Lending Group, talk to me directly or any of our loan officers, or they can go to our webpage.
And do you offer the same list of loan products for businesses that, say, a bank would offer?
I mean, for the, you got to remember, for the average borrower, absolutely. Yep. I mean, we're not going to be as sophisticated as, so if you're a $50 million, we can't do some of those
for
things.
For smaller businesses.
But for smaller businesses, absolutely. Yeah. For
SBA
the people
loans.
in Outagamie, Winnebago, Brown County, we're going to be able to help you all day long.
Yeah, and Steve, what's your background as far as getting connected with the Business Lending Group? Where did you start, and how did you get involved with us?
Well, I've been in the Valley. I grew up in Brilliant, and
okay.
went to Lawrence and got my master's up in UWGB I worked for Fox Communities for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then worked for a big bank for a number of years. And then now in March, I'll celebrate my 10-year anniversary back at Business Lending Group.
Great. So you've had plenty of experience with what's going on here in the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Good.
All righty.
Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side of the break for the longer segment. We'll begin our conversation with Steve. We'll give out the phone numbers, so we encourage you to call in with some questions. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Working for a living, working. Working for a living, I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And we're working for you this morning. We're talking to Steve Cools, who is a vice president at Business Lending Group, which is basically a consortium of three credit unions, and they do a lot of business lending in the Valley. And if you're in business or if you're thinking of going into business, we urge you to consider going to Fox Communities Credit Union, Citizens First Credit Union, or Prospera Credit Union, and using the resources available from them and the Business Lending Group. If you have a question for Steve this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150. 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Now, Steve, we were talking before the show about what is the process for obtaining a business loan from a lending institution, and you're going to be talking about your experiences at BLG and through the credit union. It's pretty similar all around. A business plan is put together, and the business owner actually puts data together in a report and presents it to the lending institution in request of a loan, and that data should support the loan request. What are you looking for in that business plan?
Yeah, and what I've typically seen, you know, first of all, we've got some really good places to assist in our backyard to help, you know, with that score. Mm-hmm. Fox Valley Technical College yep. offers some classes.
Venture Center.
And Venture Center is there, yes.
You know, I'll get a good 30-page book from these things that'll have a lot of good information in it. And as I said last time, one of the things that I, from a higher level sometimes that I don't see that we talked about last time was a sustainable competitive advantage, and we covered that. But this time, one of the things that I'm not seeing fleshed out enough is really digging into who's your customers and can your customers – afford your product, or what I might call demographics or economic analysis of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of times that information's, you think it's so obvious or it's in your head and you're like, hey, they're doing really well. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But have you really sat down and analyzed the numbers and understood? Now, to summarize it, I might put it in the context of a high tide raises all boats.
Okay.
If there's a really strong economic climate for your customer base, where they're growing quite a bit, you know, you can definitely take advantage of that as a new business entering the marketplace or as an existing business, you know, to grow over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the examples I think as we look at that, it becomes real amorphous in your head as to, I'm still not understanding what they're looking for. I thought we'd go through an example.
Sure.
Okay. So let's say that you're looking for a new business that's going to start in the construction industry.
Okay.
One of the things I look for, if you're in the construction industry, you're typically going to be in the Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh, you know, right. in those counties. So then what I would look for is say, hey, look, start with what are the financial drivers to my customers or my success in those. And I start with GDP.
Mm-hmm. Your gross national product.
Yeah, and let's talk about, hey, yeah. you know, we see a lot of stuff nationally as to how the United States is doing, but let's talk about what's happening in our backyard.
Okay.
Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh, GDP in that 3 to 4%. So just a little bit above what we see for the United States. Unemployment in the 5.5 to 5.9 for those three counties. U.S. is at 7.3. I think, you know, you're going to see that's quite a bit lower.
Right. So we're obviously a much stronger marketplace in certain areas, especially, you know, as you were talking about, possibly in the area of construction and lending.
We have a caller on the line. And Bill, you have a question for our guest, Steve, this morning?
Yes, I do, Steve. A couple questions. One, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but they've been talking about rates going up. Wondering what your feelings are on that. And my second question is, you talked about those three other credit unions. I have mine through Pioneer, and they work with you too, right? Pioneer Credit Union?
Let's start with the first question. My long-term experience with rates are they're difficult to predict. I mean, you gave me an out, so I'm going to take it. But here's what I will say. As I look to the bias of, are going forward rates going to go, is there a stronger chance of them going up or them going down? I really think that there's a stronger bias to them going up.
Right.
You know, when you talk about what are the drivers to business success, there's kind of some of the same things that I'm talking about here for interest rate. The better the economic climate, the higher the GDP, the lower the unemployment, all these things create stress on interest rates that raise them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I would say is back in my mortgage days, and I know, Randy, you remember that, people would ask me, hey, should I lock my rate in today?
Right, yeah.
And I would tell them this. I'd say, look, if the rate goes down, it'll go down really slow. If it goes up, there's a chance it's going to go up really fast.
Yeah.
And I think that dovetails into today. I think that if it goes down, it'll go down slow.
And not much.
Not much. And not, and that, you're right, not a point or two or something like that. But if it goes up, I think there's a higher bias to going up quick.
Okay.
As it relates to Pioneer, Pioneer is someone who contracts with us, and we, again, do all of theirs. They're not a primary owner, but they're an affiliated member. And we love Pioneer. And
to the customer, it's just another owner.
It's just the same exact relationship.
Yep.
And we look forward to working with all of Pioneer's customers.
Yep. Thanks for the questions, Bill.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yep. So we were talking about the drivers, the backyard, the statistics, how we're better than the national statistics.
Yeah, and so far we rack up real well as it relates to GDP and unemployment. Population growth, you know, Outagamie Brown are about 1%, Winnebago 0.65, U.S. average is about 0.7. So you don't think 1% is a great number, but it's actually over a long term pretty good. It's about 2,000 people a year for the Fox Valley area.
Mm-hmm. Now, relating the fact that we are strong, that we are an improving economy here in the Valley and so on, and of course we deal a lot with people who want to start a business, they want to get into business, what kind of businesses would you point to then with a statistic like these?
Well, I take it just another step further, and I look at, in this case, existing home sales. So up 33% Winnebago County, 36% Outagamie, 41% from Brown County. Existing home sales from 2011 versus 2013.
Which are some substantial jumps.
Which are gigantic jumps, absolutely. Right. And then new construction.
Those are big percentages. But what are the numbers?
The numbers are actually pretty good, too, and I can get those for you.
Sure.
I do have those with me.
Sure.
And then new construction is up to 386 for the Valley, for the Appleton Valley, and that's off the VH, Valley Home Builders Association webpage. And 250 was it? So that's a gigantic increase, too. Now, Randy, to your question, what do I take with all that? Well, you know, when my mom bought a house, the first thing she did is redid the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we bought a house not that long ago, first thing we did was redid the kitchen.
Right.
So existing home sales, combined with the fact that the economy, people have money in their pockets. People have money in their pockets, they're buying a house. People have money in their pockets, they're buying a house, they redo the kitchen. People have money in their pockets, they build houses. And we see that there's a significant increase. RMA, which is a
risk management.
Yep. Put out a thing saying they think construction is going to increase at 14% nationally over the next year. Now, part of that's because, you know, 3 years ago there wasn't much going on.
Right. There's there's a lot of pent up demand out there right now.
Exactly.
That's why I was asking. 14% is a big percentage increase, but the real number is that up 100 units? Is it up 1,000 units?
Well,
because if you're starting with a lower number,
you
know what I mean.
If you compare the new construction as an example, where we're like at 386,
yep.
If you go back...
That's the number of homes, 386 homes built in 13.
In so far to September of 2013.
Okay.
From like Nina to Little Chute.
Right.
And you go back, last year it was 250. The year before that it was less than that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back 6 years, like 2006 or so, you'll see that it's around 550.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not as much as it was way back when. But... It feels like a person coming out of the desert and drinking a glass of water for the first time. It feels, you know, awesome.
You bet.
Because the increase is so substantial.
You bet.
But long term, we still got a ways to go to get to what I think is a normalized number, which is higher yet. So if I was looking to start a business in the construction industry right now, I look at it and go, people got money in their pockets. The home sales are way up, and that's predicted to stay up or continue. And new construction's up for the second year in a row, and there still hasn't reached their stabilized level. So that's got upward momentum for the next 2 years.
And
feels like a good opportunity
to get in now. You had some information here too, Steve, talking about the median income. I mean, that's another critical piece. If you're going to start a business in trades of some kind, construction, carpentry, this information, plus understanding the ability of the customer to pay for your product. And what is the median income? I think you said it was $53,000.
Yeah, for all three counties, it's in that
$50,000 to $53,000.
And then, you know, to be honest, if you look at other counties like Manitowoc and Sheboygan, you know, those counties are a lot less. So it's not always the same.
Right.
You know, even
check your backyard.
Check your backyard and see.
And you also carried that out to some information about that a median income of $53,000 at an interest rate of 4% could support a purchase price of a home of $160,000.
Roughly,
something.
Yeah.
And then if the rate goes up to 6%, and it lowers the purchase price of the house. So if you're going to go into business and you're going to cater to this market, sell to this market, it's good to know all this stuff.
It's good to know what are the economic factors driving the thought process of my customers.
Mm, that's
and
key.
The better I understand. Now, you don't have to do this analysis every day, but do it at the beginning of the year so you have a firm understanding of the directionality of your industry. I mean, the other thing to kind of make it more high level is, as you start your business and you're trying to capture sales, is the pie getting bigger,
mm-hmm.
or is the pie staying the same, or is the pie getting smaller?
Right.
If the pie is the same size or smaller over the next year or two, then any sales you get, you have to steal from somebody else.
Yes, right.
You just can't get your share of that
That's
market.
Right.
Everything you take has got to be out of someone else's pocket.
If you have a question for Steve this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 if you're outside the Appleton market, 866-887-1150.
Okay. Okay, now Steve, yeah, when you, so we're talking about what would be a good place to be in. I'm thinking of being in a trade. Like you said, new home sales automatically. What happens? Everybody wants to have it fixed, have something done. So what trades would you recommend if you're going to talk to somebody who's going to start a business in construction?
Yeah, one of the reports I looked up yesterday listed the top 10 growth industries over the next 5 years.
Okay.
And they and this was interesting because they don't normally drill down this much, but they put Finnish carpenter as one of the top 10, probably for residential and then also for commercial. So
probably, you know, in line with that idea that you mentioned earlier, someone buying an existing home and they want to finish out the kitchen, they want to finish out a bathroom, or they want to add on a family room or finish the basement.
Right.
Finnish carpenters.
Yeah. You know, and
remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good scenario for explaining how, you know, our backyard is linked.
Right.
So as an example, let's look at, you know, there's 136 more homes built this year. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that affect where I live? If you think about the average price of a new home being around $200,000, and historically half of the price of a new home goes into labor, somewhere down the supply chain,
right,
and half goes to materials, you're driving about $12 million mm-hmm. in wages
mm-hmm.
in our what I still think of as a relatively small community.
Right. We've as you said, you know, we serve the 8-county area here, but actually what we're talking about right now is Winnebago, north part of it, Outagamie, and Calumet, north part of it.
Exactly. And so now you're saying you got $12 million of wages going into people's pockets. You know, now they can afford maybe that TV or that car.
Yep.
And so that gets back to the first thing I talked about, which is regional GDP and how that all circles as an upward spiral. The existing home sales going up is going to drive that GDP, creating more wages for people to go out and buy even more.
I'd like to point out here, Steve, that this is really valuable information for someone going into business in the construction industry. Similar information is available for other types of industries. It's important for the business owner to understand that the lender, you, have access to this information, and the business owner should feel comfortable coming in and talking to their lender about stuff like this.
Yeah.
Network. Also, Valley Home Builders Association was one of the resources you cited. What other resources do you have for the information that you cited on this?
Now, Randy, you've got the web pages.
Right. We talked about this earlier, but yeah, the web page, for instance, for Valley Home Builders is vhba.com, and they can give you the number of new home sales, existing home sales, and that type of information.
And they'll even break that down by municipality.
Right.
Yeah.
The other area would be with the Wisconsin Realtors Association. That's wra.org. Or if you're looking for more close and local, there is the Realtors Association of Northeast Wisconsin, and that website would be RANWREALTOR. So it'd be RNWRealtors.com, and that gives you, again, local. That takes care of their area, covers everything from Outagamie, Winnebago, but also up into Green Bay and so on, Brown and Door. So you get a lot of information about the region. So these are just some of the places. And just as an aside, go to your library. Go to your public library and tell them what you're looking for, and they can steer you to these bits of information as well. So,
and to your comment earlier, Tony, about communication, you know, if it's your first time looking at this data,
right,
it may not mean anything to you. You can't put it in context. You don't know what average is. It's just noise. Come talk to me. Come talk to your lender.
Score.
And we'll tell you, here, you know, geez, 53,000 median. What does that mean? Is that high? Is that low?
That's right. How do you apply this knowledge then to your business to make your business successful?
Yeah.
And this is strategic thinking. For business owners who are starting a business or in business, this is an example of, you bring to us this morning, a great example, Steve, of strategic thinking, not working in your business, but working on your business. Okay. Understand the environment you're working in and how can you make some inroads there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You also want to look at who your competition is, because if I'm going to start a plumbing business and I have all this information, I have all that, now I want to look at how many other plumbers there are. Right. How do I divvy that up?
Well, that gets into, you know, if there's in a dance, there's, you know, two people. One is, what do you bring to the table? You know, that's the one person. The other person is, what is the market you're selling into? What does that bring to the table?
How does that affect my pricing?
So it's a different type of analysis.
Pricing.
Right. Yeah. So if you, you know, as an example, if I say, okay, I'm going to be going into plumbing. There's 138 new buildings, houses going to be built. Okay. There's 10 plumbing companies in the area right here. I'm going to be number 11. How many of those 136 houses can I anticipate getting? And what do I have to do to get them? That's where all of this knowledge that you can gain comes into play, and that's what you as a lender ask the person, have you thought about it?
Yeah. Well, to take your point, if you look to get into that industry 3 years ago, I mean, we were down to like 225 for the entire year.
Yeah.
This year we're probably in a 400, 4.25.
Right.
So, I mean, if you say I'm getting into that business, but there's not a lot of that business around.
Okay,
let's sit
there's
down.
There's always
and
that
out,
balance out there. Right.
Is there more commercial? Yeah. Is there certain sectors of the commercial that I can focus in?
Okay.
Say if they're not building a lot of office, but they're building healthcare, can I specialize in healthcare versus office?
Yep.
Because there's more, you know, activity there.
Right.
Where can I find a niche maybe that I can exploit? And that niche being, you know, something that has a real positive future for the next 2 or 3 years.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side and we'll continue this conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
That's depressing.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that with Kurt
That's
Hale.
That's depressing.
We'll get into that with Kurt Haling and Albertson Haling when
because
we have them on.
Because everybody in business today who owns a business sees Wednesday as tax day for the last quarter. And then there's more taxes coming up April 15. But that's what we build our businesses for.
Yeah.
And it emphasizes the need to build a cash reserve to be able to pay your taxes, because you don't want to go to the lending institution to borrow money to pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Well, Tony, but keep in mind, if you're paying lots of taxes, you're making lots of money. So
that's true.
That's where I was going to go. So, yep.
But have the cash to pay the taxes. We've seen some companies who borrow from the tax man to run their company, and then they get into trouble. So always pay your taxes.
Okay.
Anyway, so we were going to get back to our conversation
from
construction. We're going to dovetail into retail.
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, the effects, the ripple effect on this. Okay, so the next area that we talked about off Mike, was retail.
Let's reset that table, just to explain that again. You know, I think there's as much as a $25 million increase in kind of our regional GDP with just those 130 homes that have been constructed, more than they were constructed last year, that increase. We could see that again, that same level of increase over the next year or two.
Okay.
So in 2 years from now, we could have $50 million of additional cash flowing into our regional economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's $50 million into individual pockets. That dovetails into, once they've got money in their pockets and they want to spend it.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Buy that TV or that couch or, you know, what have you. And so what I'm hearing from brokers in the area is that retail demand has come back real strong.
Okay.
So what that tells me is the large players, the national players, are really seeing an opportunity now to put up a brick and mortar building or put a location up and take advantage of what they're predicting too is a very advantageous economic climate over the next year or two. So what does that tell me? It tells me, again, if I'm a business that, you know, is kind of more of a retail base, you know, your you're selling not maybe business to business, but business to consumer,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is probably a good time for you also, because if the big players are seeing this as a burgeoning and potentially even explosive economy over the next 2 or 3 years in growth, then that's a good time for you also.
Now, if I'm thinking again of going into business as a retailer, and I'm talking about either A, starting up a small business of my own, B, going to become part of a franchise, or C, getting involved with one of the big organizations. You see strength in all three of those?
You know, I think that's a great question. I think some of that is you have to ask yourself, you know, what's your skill set?
Mm-hmm.
What is it you're really good at? And I think you got to be honest with yourself.
Don't ever lie to yourself on a business plan.
No.
It'll come back and bite you.
You know, so if you said to yourself, you know, I think I'm really, really, really good at sales.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with people. I can sell ice to an Eskimo, right? That's
right.
All day long. But as it relates to numbers and regulations and compliance and before you even finish that sentence, you nod off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think you start really migrating more to a franchise.
Yeah, have them do the work for you.
They're going to provide that support for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't want to hire a person for that. You just want to pay for that service more, you know, as a group purchase type thing.
And that's a proven template because the franchise works.
But if, you know, there's two people, and I see this, you know, every once in a while, and once... I can't use it to my mind, a bean counter.
Yep.
And you get another one who's just a great salesman, and they both got extensive experience in the same industry, and they come together, you know, then I don't know that a franchise is what you're looking for.
Okay.
Or if you have both those skills.
So, in other words, you know yourself and do what you do best.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so if you need that help, then I think that you want to search out that help in the lowest cost way possible, which might be a franchise. But if you don't need that help, if you feel you can do the soup to nuts and have time to do that, I mean, the worst thing I'd say is if you're spending 80% of your time on compliance for your industry and you don't have time to pick that phone up and drive sales, well,
it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
And I think going to the point, Steve, you made earlier in trying to discuss this with someone, SCORE could help those business owners or those people who are looking to start a business walk through these conversations, challenge the individual, give them some thoughts, different considerations they may not have thought of, to help get through this process.
Right, and we have the expertise in those areas.
Absolutely.
We have people who work with retail. We have people who work with franchising.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to be.
Anyway. Well, we're ready for our biz tip, Steve. You have a little pearl of wisdom for us this morning?
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the things that we didn't talk about is the SBA has now waived all fees for loans under $150,000.
Right.
So no upfront fees. So basically, you know, you were paying $2,000 to $3,000 for that loan. That's waived. And that combined with everything we talked about, if you're looking to start a business, I'm not sure that I've seen a better economic climate within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, SBA fees being waived on the front side of an economic upturn.
Right.
You know, so you know, now that doesn't cover all businesses, but now's the time.
Now's the time.
Thanks,
okay.
Steve. Thanks for being our guest this morning. Appreciate having you in the studio. It was a good program. Jacobs Meat Market is next week. Luke Jacobs will be here, so we invite you to come back and listen to us. We'll be talking to you again next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.